USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There's a concern about the potential for a radiation leak at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Residents near the plant are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure. But Leon Zizel, president of the European Nuclear Society, told Canada's Global News that things actually aren't that grim.
All this is kind of a fear-mongering, and both sides need the electricity. So that's the reason that the plant is still there and operating, and they will need electricity, hopefully, also in the future.
The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Oregon Governor Kate Brown declaring an emergency after a massive fire erupted in the southwestern part of her state. The Rum Creek Fire in Josephine County has reached 4,700 acres, according to her office. Evacuation warnings have been put in place. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A New York family is making a request as they mark 1 year since their loved one's death.
Saturday marks 1 year since Gabby Petito's death. The 22-year-old's body was found in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming after she never returned home from a road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Her family is asking people around the world to light a candle on the anniversary of her death, with her mother saying, "Let's light up the sky all over the world." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for a flood. Jackson Mayor Chukwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. Diplomats from across the globe failed to reach agreement on a UN treaty designed to protect marine life. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The U.S. will head to a place it has not been to in 5 decades.
NASA on Monday will send an unmanned space shuttle into the moon's orbit, marking the initial launch in a plan to establish a long-term presence on the moon for scientific discovery and economic development. NASA astronaut Lieutenant Colonel Jasmine Mahabeli.
We're planning to set up a base camp there on the surface of the moon and develop technologies and operational practices that will set us up to go further on to Mars.
Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the launch at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Facebook's parent company has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing the social media company of feeding user information to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The terms reached weren't disclosed. However, a 60-day stay was requested to finalize the details. A school district in southwestern Missouri is bringing back spanking as a form of punishment. That's if a parent agrees with it, and despite warnings from many public health experts that the practice is detrimental to students. The board of the Cassville School District approved reviving the corporal punishment in June. It was recently an option as soon as 2001. For news anytime, go to our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.